So first of all the learning tonight should be Leila Nishmas, someone I felt very, very, very close to, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. Chana Bela Efra Bas Moshe, Barbara Goldsmith, who last Shabbos, two Shabbos ago, was Shmuel Zalman, was Sammy, her Bechor's Ofrof. When I was speaking about Barbara at the Ofrof, I'd said something that I meant very sincerely, that I don't think there's anyone in this world who taught me more about being a parent than Barbara. Her intuition and understanding of every one of her children, her care for every one of her children, her life devoted to every single one of her children was something that was legendary. And I hope just to follow in her footsteps in the way that I'm parenting my own children. And it's clear that every one of her children feel that and understand that and know that she's by their side every moment. We have Shlomo Binyamin, her son-in-law, is right here. And Mirta Hashem, she should have a big Ila Neshama from all the Torah that we're learning. And Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach, we should be Zoicha to Bekar of Mamish, be reunited with Tchias HaMeisim, with Gula Shleima B'mehera B'yameinu. And it's so appropriate, really, these parashios, to be talking a little bit about Chana Beis Efrat, because these parashios are really, when you open up these parashios, they're all about understanding parenting and understanding our children. And you have a parasha such as this, a parasha where you find parents such as Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu, a tzaddik and a tzaddikis on the highest of levels that we can't even comprehend, one of our avos, one of our imos, and they have children. They have one child who's Yaakov Avinu and one children who's Esav HaRasha. And they have to know and have to understand how to guide and how to raise children in such different ways. And the truth is, as parents, we have to understand each of our children and have to understand each of their special traits and who they are. And Mirtz Hashem, Bez Hashem, B'zoicha B'shatov B'slachas B'chai Rezel B'karv Mamish. And all of us, when we're zoicha to have b'shatoyva our children, we should be zoicha to understand them and raising them l'tayr l'chubam asim toivim. So Yaakov Avinu is born. Per chafei pasuk chavav. I'm sorry. Yaakov Avinu is named. First Esav is born. Vayikra Shemo Esav, and he's called Esav after coming out. Kulo kadere seir admoni, red, full of hair. He's called Esav Asu, he's a finished product. Vayikru Shemo Esav. They called him Esav. Hakol karilo kein. Everybody called him that. Everybody knew he's a finished product. Which was also his attitude of life, what made him a Rasha. He felt satiated and finished. He didn't need to work on himself. He didn't need to grow. Which maybe we'll talk about a little bit later. V'achrechein, afterwards, Yatza Achiv, his son, his brother came out. V'yado achezes ba'ekev ba'akev Esav. And we'll get back to this. Yaakovinu comes out of his mother's womb, out of Rivka Imenu, and his hand is grasping the heel of Esav. And therefore, v'yikrua shemo Yaakov. He called him Yaakov. Who called him Yaakov? Ba'esav v'yikro shemo, they all. Rashi says everybody called him Esav. Vayikra Shemo Yaakov. Who gave Yaakov this name Yaakov? If you're looking Rashi, in this printed, it's actually bolded, not just the title, but the first few words, to emphasize. Vayikra Shemo Yaakov. He called him Yaakov. You know who called him Yaakov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi says, his first pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter called him Yaakov. What a schus. What a schus. Pass the thing down so Chavim could get a complaint. What a schus. That he has a name named by the Eibishter. Now we all know based on the Arizal, that every parent, when they give a name to their child, that name is given, and we've spoken about it often at this table, that name is given together with Ruach HaKodesh, with some divine inspiration from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's something very, very special. But here it wasn't just Ruach HaKodesh. Here was Mamish, the Eivishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoid V'atmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yikr Shmo Yaakov. Incredible. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving such a name, it must be that there's something very deep in this name. It must be that there's a lot to learn from this name. It must be that there are deep yesoides in life to take away from the name Yaakov. So Megala Mukos, he says the following. This Megala Mukos I've spoken about before, in different ways. Maybe some will be familiar and remember this Megala Mukos. If I'm not mistaken, I wrote this up in my Sefer Bereishis based on this Megala Mukos, all piece on this week's parasha. The Megala Mukos says that really Esav's name should have been not Esav, but Asui, Asu. He's done. I mean, that's Esav is Asu, he's a finished product. So there should have been, there's a Yud missing from the end of Esav, really. Yaakov's name, Megala Mukos says, should not have been Yaakov. If Yaakov's name was because the Yodo Chezes by Akev Esav, by Akev Esav, so Yaakov's name should have been simply Akev, heel. Aber what? What it means that the hand of Yaakov was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. Yaakov grabbed onto the heel is the end. He grabbed onto the end of Esav. He grasped and he took the yud away from Esav and took it for himself. He took away the end of Esav. He took away the heel, took away the yud that's at the end of Asu. So Esav left Esav. And now Yaakov as the Yud for Akev stands Yaakov. This is what Megala Mukos explains. But we have to understand what that means. We have to understand what that means. What does that mean exactly? Why would he take the Yud from Esav? What does it mean that he took this Yud? So I saw this year for the first time, brought down Mamish tremendous. Mamish blown away. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we share Torah. All Torah is beautiful and amazing, every word of Torah. Sometimes the Torah is mamish that you're flying from and you're so excited from, and mamish changed your life and you can't wait to give it over. This is one of those Torahs. We'll see. Bezal Hashem. Kesh Baruch Hu, Shiat Yishmai, you should come out in the right way. From the Heilige B'nai Yisavskar and the Igra D'chala. And he says as follows. This is Zohar. Could have brought it to read. Okay, we'll just say it over. So Zohar and Parshas Yisro. Listen to the Zohar. The Zohar said, Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov, the Koyach of Tzidkus, of Kedusha, Esav HaRasha, of all Tuma, they both grabbed onto different months of the years for themselves. What does that mean? Yaakov went and he took Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan are the months of Yaakov. Nisan is when we came Klai Yisrael, the Gulos Mitzrayim, Pesach. Iyar is all Sfir, so Oymer is the Achana for Kabbalah's Torah. And of course, Lag BaOmer is in Iyar. Of course, Lag BaOmer is in Iyar, so he had to have Iyar. Right? So he had Nisan, he had Iyar. And then Sivan is Mamish Kabbalah's Torah. These were the months of Ishtam Yoshev O'alim, of Yaakov Avinu. He grabbed onto those months. This is Zohar says this in Yisro. You can look it up in Ayin Neches in the base. Which months did Esav take? So what would you guess? What would you guess? Two out of three you're going to guess immediately, I hope. What would you guess? What would Esav take? Which month would be the month of Esav? It's a very good guess. But that's even better. I understand where you're going with that, as far as Mar Cheshvan goes, because Mar Cheshvan obviously is void of any yontiv, and it's Mar, it's bitter. It's a very good guess, but that's not what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, like Avram Daniel said, of
Tammuz.
So Tammuz and Av, those are the two that I thought you'd get right away, because Tammuz and Av are the months of destruction. Shivos or Tammuz, the beginning of the Avelos of the 3 weeks of Ben Mitzarim, leading into ultimately Tisha B'Av, which is Mamish Allah tragedies of the entire world. So Thomas and Av, Esav, who represents Yetzirah and everything bad, he grabbed onto that. What was the third month he took? This is interesting. You wouldn't guess it so easily. I understand where you're going with months because you... The third month he grabs... What do you want to say? He grabs Tevis. You want to say Asar B'Tevis? But you have Chanukah at the beginning. The third month he grabs El. El. The third month he grabs El. Why? Why would he grab El Chevra? Because what is El? El is the month fully devoted to Tshuva. The din already is a Tishrei. El, so Tishrei, even though it's also Tshuva, is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but Tishrei is already the din. The month that's completely devoted to a month that we're supposed to be doing Tshuva is El. So Esav comes and says, what do I want? I want the downfall of Klal Yisrael. I want also, I'm going to grab onto Thomas and Av, but I'm also going to grab onto when I pull them down, I want to keep them down, so I'm going to grab Elul as well. So he takes Elul as well. This is what the Zohar comes along Yaakovinu. And Yaakovinu says, Yaakovinu, this is from the Yerid Chal, he says, it's one thing that you have Chvesnes, you have Tamas, and you have Av. It's one thing that you have the month of destruction, of difficulties of Beinah Mitzarim. But as Yidden, we need El. As Yidden, we need Koyach HaTshuva. We need the ability to know if I fall, I can get it back up. We need the ability to know wherever I go, I'm always could be Metakein. If I can recalcul anything, it's after Letakein, I always can fix myself. I need that. You can't be without that. In fact, we know the world, even before the world was created, Tshuva was created. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matan of tshuva that every yid needs, and every yid needs to know that he always can fix himself, and he always can work on himself, and he always can grow. So came along Yaakovinu, it's Tamas of El. What's that last month is El. What's at the end, therefore? El. He grabbed again the end of Esav. He grabbed El. The Yad Ochez Be'ek of Esav. He grabbed the Sefer Yetzirah, if you've ever learned Bnei Yisachar. So Bnei Yisachar is Alpi the Chadash in the months. And at the beginning of each month, when he discusses that month, he talks very deep ideas of the letter of that month, that there are different letters, Oisios, Keneged, different months. And he talks about the mazel of that month, the constellation of that month, like Adar is Dogim, and the Chvesnes Tishrei is Tishrei is Masnayim, and Elul is Besula. Right, different constellations, the mazel of the month, and he also talks about the letter. Oh, he said the letter of the month, the letter of the month. He also talks about the part of the different koiches of that month, meaning koiches on senses and all different things that are connected to that month. Certain months of koich shmiya, koich einayim. But he talks about the letter of the month, the ois of the month. And you know what the ois of El is? Obviously, now you should guess. Yud! The Yadu Chezetz Be'ekev Esav. Yaakov grabbed on to the Ekev, the heel, the end of Esav, and he grabbed the Yud from Asu. He grabbed the Yud and he took it to him, who's the Ekev, meaning he grabbed El and took it back. And that's what Yadu Chezetz Be'ekev Esav, Be'ekev Esav. That's what it means. That's how Yaakov became a Yaakov. He said, not only do we need Nisan and Ir and Sivan, we need Elul. We need Koyach HaTshuva. We need to know no matter what, we can fix ourselves, we can work on ourselves, we can grow. I want to tell you something. We learned from here something I was thinking about this idea when I saw this Torah. This Shvilas Pinchas talks about it. I saw it in there. And I was thinking about what this means to each and every one of us. And I'll tell you what I think it means. Tell you the way I took this Torah, the way I learned this Torah. This tells us and explains to us something so deep and something so real in the ability to do tshuva and to work on ourselves and to grow, which we all need to do constantly. Tshuva is not a mitzvah just for El and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why there's no concept, no in Chazal, it says Shloshim Yom Kodim L'Chag, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, like we find by Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach. There's no concept of that. I saw this originally in the Yoyne Halacha. He says, because the mitzvah, The mitzvah of Pesach is once a year. The mitzvahs of matzah and chametz, you have to learn about that. Shul Shimon Kohen L'Chag. And Sukkah is once a year. You sit in Sukkah and Luvan Esdrog. The mitzvah of Yom Narayim is tshuva. Tshuva is all year long. Tshuva is all year long. Open up a Rambam Michos Tshuva. It's all year long we should be doing tshuva. Aber what do we understand now? Something very deep and something very important to understand. We all know tshuva is so hard. We all know tshuva is so hard. It's so difficult to actually change. It's so difficult to actually work on ourselves. There are areas of our lives that every single one of us has been wanting to work on and wanting to fix our entire lives and have struggled for years. For years. And wanting it, really wanting it. In times we've been better, in times worse. Both in our positive things we're doing and things that are low lane that we need to work on that are not good. Who here can't say that they want to have and are trying and have tried so many times to have more kavanah in our davening on a daily level? Not just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not just Ne'ilah, but Stam Shmon Esrei Mincha on a Tuesday afternoon. I want to be able to really daven and I want to work on that. Who here doesn't at times have to work on their Amelz B'Torah and really working hard and steiging in Torah? Who here doesn't have times when we have to work on Shmir Senayim and not looking at things that are inappropriate? And some, there are those who've been working for years in areas, and it's very hard. Now we understand why. Because really, Esav grabbed this. This is Esav has it, it's not ours. Oh, but what? But we grabbed it back, now it is ours. What's that telling us? I think the Yisod is that although it's true that to really do tshuva is very hard, L'maisa, l'maisa, Eftel Atakin, and we have to remember that. We grabbed it back. It's ours now. I could do it. We have to believe in ourselves. We have that koyach. We have that koyach. I want to tell you, we're giving shir tonight. Lil Nishmas, Chanabela, Ephra, Bas Moshe, Barbara Goldsmith. There's something that Barbara taught every one of her children in the deepest of ways. And in the most real of ways. And she believed in. And I have no idea how many conversations I had with her over the years in this area. That wherever one falls and wherever one is and whatever the situation might be, I'm Avin Yavin, you could get back up. And you could fix yourself. And that's because we took it back. It's ours. It's hard still because it wasn't ours the whole time. But we can and we have to believe in ourselves. Maybe that's pshat as well in my favorite Rashi, on this week's Sedra, the famous Rashi, which can be darshaned in so many ways. So much to learn from this Rashi. I actually quoted it in an earlier share tonight that I gave to women. And I couldn't stop, hold myself back from going off on this Rashi on a tangent. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe we're going to have to do it again, I don't know. But the famous Rashi in this week's Parasha, Perachafei, Pasuchafei, is Vayisroistis to Abanim Bekirba. What? That Rivka Benu felt her children, Yaakov and Esav, which she didn't know yet were Yaakov and Esav. She didn't know she had two children. She thought it was only one. And she feels fighting and pushing. And what did she feel? What does Rashi say? You all know the Rashi, the Chazal that he quotes from Bereishis Rabba. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Kishayso Averis, Apitzki Torah Shal Shem Ve'iver. When she passed the Makom of Torah of Shem Ve'iver, Yaakov ran to Mefarches Lases. Yaakov ran and pushed to get out. Overs a pitzchei avodah zara, which he passed by the opening of avodah zara. Esav Mefarches Lases. Esav pushed to get out. There's so much to learn from this Rashi. You have to listen to the women's shir if you want to hear a lot more on it. I'm not going to go through it all right now. But I'll tell you as follows, chaver. Did you pay attention to the lashon? And we've darshan this point before in a different way, but when Yaakov passes, when Rivka passes, specifically Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov pushes to get out. When she passes, Pischei Avodah Zara, Esav pushes to go out. Why is Rashi, why does Chazal say it like that? Keep it the same, meaning, when she's Overes a Pischei Torah, Zehu, Yaakov Ratzum Varches Lases. When she's Overes a Pischei Avodah Zara, Esav. Why does it have to say specifically Pischei Torah Shel Shem Ve'ever? Why specifically Shem Ve'ever? So you want to suggest that was the only Pischei Torah? Possibility. I don't know if that's true. Maybe. Now we've spoken out before this question, and there's a very famous Emes Liakov on it. There's a very famous Torah of Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Emes is, I'm not sure if he says it on this Rashi. He says it in a few other places. In a few other ways, he describes the following. He might say it here as well. I forget offhand. I didn't look it up this year. But he explains that what did they learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? I'll tell you what Rav Yaakov says. Zatzal, and then I'm going to give a little bit of a different twist on it. Rav Yaakov explains, Shem lived during the Dor HaMag, Babel, and Ever lived during the Dor HaFloga. They knew and understand how to deal with a Dor of Rishus, of Taiva, of temptation, of the Balei Chatoim. They understood that. Yaakov was in the womb and he understood he's going to have to deal his whole life with an Esav and Rasha. Yeah, I'm learning Kol HaTorah Kula with a Malach, I'm here, but I have to run and learn how to deal with this, how to be involved and be successful with my brothers in Esav. When I'm surrounded by people that are wicked, when I'm surrounded by Taiva, when I'm in a society, a culture that pushes all that we don't believe in. So he had to go to specifically Shem Ve'ever. What did he need a Torah? He's learning Kol HaTorah Kula with a Malach, as Gemara Nida Daf Lamed says. He needed the Torah of Shem Ve'ever. That's what Yaakov says. So I want to suggest this year, and that's, by the way, that's the Torah that he teaches to Yosef at Tzadik later, before Yosef goes, because Yosef, if he's Ben Lizkunov, he has to learn specific Torah, this Torah with him, because he understood with foresight that Yosef is going to be in Mitzrayim by himself. I want to suggest maybe, similarly, but a little different, that maybe as well, you know why he went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov? Because Yaakov, as we're saying now, from the Igor Dechala, from the Bnei Soschor, grabbed onto Tshuva from Esav. He said, we need Koyach HaTshuva. We need to understand, because every year, Ein Tzadik Bar Shel Yachta. We're all trying to learn and to daven and to be right. But we all fall as well. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. And that's okay. As long as V'kam, as long as we get back up. As long as we believe and we understand each and every one of us has Koyach HaTshuva. We have to believe in that. So he went to Shem Ve'ever. If Shem and Ever lived during Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga, they knew and they were teaching also how to get back up. They were teaching to do tshuva. They were teaching to reconcile and rectify the mistakes of that generation. So he specifically went there. It could be as well, that's the name Shem Ve'ever. Kivi Neumann said this over to me and I wanted to, that he said Shem Ve'ever, maybe you could say, is Bidrush, Avera Lishma. Shame, Lishma, Aver, Avera, Avera Lishma. Now, not to darshan and talk about doing an Avera Lishma, which is a very dangerous topic and scary topic, but maybe this is an Avera Lishma we could all agree on and all understand, because you never know, Chazron Lolin, we're the ones to know if we should do an Avera Lishma. It's such a concept, a very deep concept. But here, when you do tshuva, what happens when you really do tshuva properly and you really fix yourself and you really betaken yourself and you really get back up? And each and every one of us has to believe we can, and we have to work on ourselves and always be in a state of tshuva. Halavai, we should all be Bali tshuva, Malkam Shabbat tshuva, Imdim, I feel it, Tzadikim Gumari of Shalamod. To be a Bali tshuva, halavai, we should be Zoich to be a Bali tshuva. You shouldn't strive to be a tzaddik, you shouldn't strive to be Tav Chacham, I should strive to be a Bali tshuva. My whole life, always be a Bali tshuva. What a schus to be a Bali tshuva. Halavai, we're all Bali tshuva. So, what were we saying? Shem Ve'ever, Aver L'Shma. Why is it? Maybe here, tshuva is Aver L'Shma. What do I mean by that? The Rambam says, Kivi told me it's Aver L'Shma, so I want to say as follows. Maybe it means as follows. The Rambam says that when you do tshuva, Gemura, Zedoinos Nasa Kischuyos, the veras that you did, even on purpose, could turn into a schus for you. Why? Because if you do tshuva, you're growing. You're becoming a much bigger person than you were. So retroactively, that which you did wrong caused you to grow. So the avera nasa kischuyos. So now you can say, ultimately, l'mafreya, it was an avera lishma. When you do tshuva, l'mafreya, it's an avera lishma. Not at the time, you didn't understand that, and not that we could do averas with this in mind, but l'mafreya, it's an avera lishma. Shem ve'ever, avera lishma. Koyach tshuva. Halavai, we should all be zoicha, just to do tshuva, to be bali tshuva. So I was thinking about this, about doing tshuva and working on ourselves. So I pulled out the Likutei Maran. Because when you think about a tzaddik, if you think about a tzaddik who taught the world, that once we're makalkel, once we destroy efshel atakin, that we could fix ourselves and we could do tshuva, and we have to believe in that. And the koyach tshuva, you think Rav Nachman, you think about Rav Nachman. So I opened up the Lechutim Maran and I turned to Torah Reish Mem Zayin. It's circled over here. It's a short Torah. It's a very, very deep Torah. But I think Mamish, based on what we're learning tonight, Mamish could be very uplifting. So we're going to learn inside. Again, we made Rosh Hashanah time. We made a Kabbalah that we're going to start having more Makairos. We've been pretty good. Even without the copy machine, we've been pretty good. Baruch Hashem. Okay. I don't know if we've had every week, but many weeks. Huh? I don't know. He says as follows, Torah Reish Mem Zayin. Isa b'zoyer HaKadosh. We find in the Zohar Raya Mehemna. Sheteku. When you see teku, what does teku mean? Teku means we're unsure. We don't know what the answer is going to be. We're waiting for Eliyahu Navi to give us the answers. You have a teku, which is basically you're besafik. You're in doubt. You're confused. Hanember b'shas, hu b'chinas mechusur tikun. You're confused when you haven't been mitakeh. Teku is missing the nun at the end of tikun. You're lacking from tikun. You don't have tikun, so you're in a state of teku. Right? If we've done averus and we haven't fixed ourselves, we haven't done tshuva, we're in a state of teku. We're all confused. We don't feel good about ourselves. Everybody knows that. We all feel that. When lo aleinu chas v'shalom, we do something wrong and we haven't fixed it yet, we feel we're not at peace with ourselves. We're teku. The haynu shenechzer hanun shel tikun v'nasa teku. Right, we're lacking the nun of tikun, and we're made into a teku, one big teku. Mamish, we can feel it, right? Lo aleinu. V'dai, you should know. Shezos hanun pshuta. This pashut nun, this straight nun. Kishenechzeres me'atikun v'nasa teku kanal. When it's missing from tikun and becomes teku. It's not just missing. Azayhu nishpelas v'nichfefes. What happens to that nun is it falls and it becomes bent. Now we're going to have to understand. He doesn't discuss and explain why specifically it's the nun that's missing. What that nun represents, and that's where we're going to try to be moisif onto Rav Nachman when we finish through the piece. But this nun that's missing, it's not just missing. When something gets, you could damage something by losing something, but you could damage it also by making it completely crooked and bending it. He says that nun, it doesn't just lose completely, it gets nishpelas v'nechvefes. It falls down and becomes bent. And what happens when you have that nun, which is a straight nun, a nun sofit, or if you went to a little bit more of a yeshivish place, a endenun, whatever you called it in the chvesnish kindergarten, right? Bistomatov, you had enda, right? Of course, right? The help guys had sofit. The guys who went to other yeshivas without the medulas, so you had enda, you know? So the enda nun becomes a regular nun. And what happens when the enda nun becomes a regular nun? From tikun v'nasu mizeh b'chinas kinos. You end up in a state of kinos. Right? Same letters as tikun, but taking the enda nun and turning it into a regular nun is kinos. What are kinos? Lamentations. Is those poems that we say on Tisha B'Av when we're sad and we're destroyed. Because the teku brings us to a state of kinos. If we're not in the state of tikun. Shu osios tikun. Kinos is the same osios tikun. Raksha nun nichfefes. The nun is bent. The nun is out of place. The nun is not in the right way. And he ends with a bracha. Hashem yugaleinu. Hashem should redeem us. V'yishapchu, and should flip around. Hakinos, all the lamentations and all the sadness when we're not who we're supposed to be and we're not fixing ourselves. Latikun, to a state of tikun. He should turn around to a state of fixing. V'yistake and hateku, which will then fix all the doubts and uneasiness within us. Tremendous piece. Mamish, I don't know how many of us in this room learn Rav Nachman. I can see some godless of Rav Nachman. Tremendous. But the one piece missing from this Torah of Rav Nachman, we hear the importance of being metaki in ourselves, and we understand if I'm not metaki myself, if I don't fix myself, if I don't do the tshuva that we're capable of doing, because Yaakov took it from Esav, if I don't do that tshuva, so I understand that I'm full of teiku, I'm full of sveikos, I'm full of doubt, and I understand that I'm going to end up in a state of kinos and destruction. But what's this nun that's so emphasized, that seems to be bent and lacking and missing? And what's a nun represent? So I was learning this Torah the other night, and I thought, perhaps the nun is the yam shel Torah, the nun sharabina of Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or the greatest clarity of life that could teach us how to be metaking in ourselves and how to do tshuva is yam shel Torah, the sea of Torah. Yam, yud mem is gematria, 50 is nun. The yam shel Torah, which is the nun share bina, the highest level, is the Torah or is the clarity of the Torah. Is the clarity of the Torah. Give me the ability and give me the chizik and through limanat Torah and amelut v'Torah and the or shel Torah, the aragonis shel Torah of amle Torah, and the clarity to be able to be misake myself, to give me the chizik to misake myself. If I'm not going to be sitting and learning seriously, it's almost impossible. But if I'm learning seriously, the Torah itself gives me the chizik and the ability to change and to work on myself and the teshuva. The key is the limanat Torah. We're going to be Bez Hashem Yisbarach this Shabbos, Mavarach and Chodesh Kislev. I'm going to be Mavarach and Chodesh Kislev. And we're getting ready for the Heilige Yontov of Chanukah. Poconos. Okay, we'll be up on the Shabbos Sayin and DRS and the Poconos, Chvesnish, wherever we'll be. We'll be spending a lot of time in the Poconos this upcoming summer. So all that we'll talk about after. Anyways, Lameisa. Kislev, Chanukah. Chanukah, we know all the Svarim talk about, B'nai Sasch and others, that the 36 candles of Chanukah, we have 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, is 36. The 36 candles of Chanukah is connected to 36 hours at the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light of spirituality. It's found in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach and those Gimels, found the Oimle Torah, to those who toil in Torah, even B'zman HaZeh, is represented by the light of Chanukah. And that's the light of tshuva. And that's the light that gives us the chizuk of to mutaken ourselves. And that's maybe now we have a little bit of understanding. I want to give a little bit more of an understanding. A little bit of understanding of why Svarim bring down that the Yom HaMorayim and the days of tshuva continue until when? All the way until Chanukah. You know, some explain that they end Yom Kippur. Others go until... And we understand deeper, and we were gathered here together, Lel Hashana Rabbah, and understand Kotzal Hashana Rabbah. But in the Sifrei Chassidus, in a deep way, they come, Al Pi Kabbalah, it goes all the way to Chanukah. Because the Koyach HaTshuva is the Koyach HaTorah that gives us this Efshel Takein. That Yaakovina takes from Esav, from the Yud of Esav, which is El. I think I might have mentioned this Lel Hashana Rabbah a little bit, but I want to explain it a little bit more. Because for the first year this year, I finally grasped and understand not just Bederach Chassidus and Kabbalah, but in a real, more practical manner, why it is that tshuva goes all the way to Chanukah, because it seems so strange. Yevad, okay, tshuva could be all year long, like we're saying tonight. But what, meaning, shkoyach, to continue till Hashanah Rabbah, okay, shkoyach, we have sukkis, and it's a connection, tshuva me'ava, and it's a connection, vad, it's the nane kavod, and which is the kapara for the chayta eagle, which was Yom Kippur's kapara. We all know that connection till Hashanah Rabbah. But all the Chanukah, we just went through a mar cheshvan. No one's thinking about Yom Narayim anymore. Suddenly, we're still connected to Yom Narayim, what's pshat? So I'm sure you all know, and even if Baruch Hashem, hopefully you haven't dealt with it at all, but specifically in the world of addiction, there are many, 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 many studies, and researchers have found that the most important benchmarks in becoming sober is 90 days. 90 days. Many of the rehab programs that one will go to if they're suffering from this illness, this mamish sickness of addiction, are 90-day programs specifically. 90-day programs. Why? So many studies have shown that it takes 90 days for the brain to reset itself. I'll read you. A Yale University study found that after an addict has abstained for at least 90 days, the brain gradually returns to its natural decision-making and analytical functions. When one is an addict, lo aleinu, So it's not only that it's just a physical addiction, it's a mental addiction. I'm not going to go through all of it right now, but you can read plenty on this, and ultimately you're so connected and dependent upon that drug, or it could be on pornography, or whatever the addiction might be, that you literally, that you can't stay away from it, and you think about it nonstop, and you feel, you start feeling physically not well, and psychologically not well, and not on it, and you have to have it, and need it to live, even though it's so destructive. And a normal person doesn't think like that. Someone who's not an addict would never think like that. Understands what a sakana is, how terrible it is for you, and would never come to touch these things. And it takes, we're saying, the studies show, it takes 90 days to reset your brain to think like a normal person in a certain sense. And I've spoken to a lot of people who tell me, kachave. Meaning what? You could go, let's say you're an addict, and you go and you improve, and you go through chvesnes, you go through the withdrawal at the beginning, and you go through the work, and 2 weeks in, and you haven't touched in 2 weeks, and 3 weeks, and a month. But lemaisa, you're still connected on some level. You don't know if you're good to go. It takes 90 days to prove to yourself, it's your whole life, you still have to fight. The Yitzhahara is always strong, but 90 days to even get to a place of normalcy in a certain sense. So 90 days, you could reset. I have a certain tzchadshus finally. I mean, it takes 90 days to prove I've actually grown. It takes 90 days to say I've actually changed. I'm actually a different person. It takes 90 days to prove yourself. It wasn't just a Kabbalah. It wasn't just a moment of inspiration. It wasn't just an Eilah. It wasn't just a Sersmei Tshuva. It wasn't just the Shofar Hashanah. It's real change. It takes 90 days. It takes 90 days. So Shkoyach, we all went through Yom Narayim, and we were there davening our hearts out, Rosh Hashanah, and davening our hearts out, Yom Kippur. And as Sersh Mechuva, we took this chicken and slugged it over our head, and we went to the water, whether we went on Rosh Hashanah or we went on Hashanah Rab, and we threw some bread in the water, and we said, Tashlich, and then we felt it, and we meant it, and we went through all the motions. Did we really change? Did we really Tshuva? You know when you'll know only? 90 days later. That's when you know if you've really changed. That's how long it takes. That's what we're learning from these studies. If you take 90 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Mamish is incredible, listen. 90 days from first day of Rosh Hashanah is exactly until Zayis Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah is day 91. The last day you could find Zayis Chanukah, you could celebrate that I'm actually changed. The last day is day 91. Mamish, count it. I counted it out this week. The last day is day 91. You hear this? So now we can understand all the svarim, what they're talking about. When they say the tshuva process goes until Chanukah, because you're not going to know until Chanukah if you've actually changed, if it's real, if I've actually made improvements in my life this year. But that tells us as well, as we're preparing for Chanukah, as we're going to have Rosh Chodesh Kislev, tells us as well, that we're still in a big zman of tshuva. And we have to always be growing and always be working ourselves and understand and believe efshel taken. And we have to take all the tekus of our life and all the kinos of our life and turns it into tikkun. That's our avodah. That's our avodah for each and every one of us. So Baz Hashem is Baruch. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us. We know we're B'nai Yisrael specifically. We're not called Bnei Avram. We're not called Bnei Yitzchak or Bnei Yisrael. And Yisrael was Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, what he did for us in his first, what was Yaakov Avinu's seminal act in this world? His first act, his first thing he did for the world for us. But as the moment he came into the world, what was he doing? He grabbed onto the heel of Esav. He pulled that yod away. He gave us Elul, he gave us tshuva. He said, tshuva's for us. Efshel atake. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. And we have to believe that even though it's hard, and it came from Esav, and therefore it's hard, it's difficult at times, I have to believe in myself. I believe I could do it. I have to believe I could change. And Alavai, we could look back and say, this year was different, and it's Chanukah time, I still have changed by things I want to take upon myself for Hashem and Kippur. But if not, it's never too late. After the attack, let's work on ourselves, let's change, let's grow. Let's always be in a state of changing, always be in a state of growth, always be in a state of Baal Tshuva. And how do we get there? By the Or of Torah. Staying connected to Torah to give us that filter and that clarity of what should be Emes, what I need to fix, what I need to work on. Baz Hashem, Hashem, just like the light of Chanukah, does away with all the darkness of the winter months, of Golus, of Tumah, of Taiva. We should be Zoicha, that the Ner, Kiner Mitzvah Torah, the Or of Torah, should give us the clarity to do away with anything that's negative within us, to become Bali Tshuva, to always be Bali Tshuva, to mamish improve, mamish grow, to mamish be metakin all the tikkun that needs, so we have no Sveikus, no Teku, no Kinos. And that chus will be Zoicha, Tegula Shleima, will be Zoicha, Tchias HaMesim, where we could again mamish have Tchias HaMesim, and not just sharing Torah Lina Shemaz Chana Be'el Efra Pas Moshe, but mamish being B'Simcha together with Chana Be'el Efra Pas Moshe, Tchias HaMesim, Gula Shleima, B'Meher B'Yameinu.